Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We can admit when we're wrong.
Okay.
And with this, we were very wrong.
What happened?
Well, a few months ago, we didn't understand why a man would steal this product from a store. A product we hadn't heard about in years. But now it seems these things are gold, and folks are making serious bank off of them. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. The story comes to us from the Dollar General on Buffalo Road in Chalai. An unknown man in a black hoodie and a green jacket stole an assortment of Slim Jim beef products from the store.
Yeah.
They got it out, took off in a beige sedan with all of their Slim Jim loot. And when the manager did an inventory of what was taken, they determined the thief got away with, you ready for this?
How much?
$110 worth of Slim Jims.
God damn, how much are Slim Jims?
That's what I'm wondering. Is that like 100 Slim Jims?
No.
Are Slim Jims like $7?
I bet you.
Well, a single Slim Jim?
Yeah, one Slim Jim. What's one Slim Jim cost? And I know there are different Slim Jim sizes, so maybe this is a confusing question.
Are they a legitimate Slim Jim, like the brand?
It says Slim Jim in the police report.
So, like, looks like you can get a pack of them for like $2.
Yeah, what about that long with that 6 foot? It looks like a bullwhip.
Yeah.
One large one's about $1.50, $1.25 to $1.50.
That's a woman has of Slim Jims, man.
That's like 100 Slim
Jims.
That's
a Slim Jim workout.
So there have been no arrests.
They have one called the Monster Meat Stick.
What man is buying a Monster Meat Stick?
Usually I thought your mom buys that one.
That one's $2.50.
She can make that thing disappear in 2 seconds.
What the F, man?
So salty and greasy.
In this case of the man who stole $100 worth of Slim Jims, $110, yes. There have been no arrests. There are no suspects in custody. Just a man.
Just wait by the hospital if you get some ball. It'll be a strong.
Well, here's the thing. There's a reason we tell you this story.
Right.
A few months ago, we had a story of an older man who was arrested for stealing an entire Slim Jim display from a grocery store.
Yeah.
And we laughed about this story because at the time, we assumed he took all those Slim Jims for himself.
Yeah.
Then we made fun of adults who ate Slim Jims because we didn't think they existed.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got a ton of hate. Lots of grown men who have Slim Jims as part of their regular diet.
Mm.
And a few weeks later, another story of a massive Slim Jim theft at a gas station. And then we have this story today. So Tommy, based on the evidence we have in front of us, Slim Jims are a hot item to steal. And the chances that these three different men are stealing these Slim Jims
but
for them.
But you're adults stealing this cheap food.
But that's what you're not thinking about here.
What am I not thinking?
The odds that they're stealing these for them to eat, to personally consume, are almost zero.
Do you think they're flipping gyms?
They have to be. It's a gym flip.
Yeah. Usually you do that, what, Saturday night?
Man, you are on fire today. Where the hell are you unloading hot Slim Jims?
They
got to
be eating them.
No, bro, three
guys.
They're
only a dollar. Like, you're not even, it's not even making money.
Three men in three separate locations stealing this much inventory of Slim Jims means it's not for themselves. They're selling them somewhere. They're flipping these Slim Jims. And that also means there is a large black market of Slim Jims that other grown men and women are buying
eating.
From these people.
Because I don't want to spend that dollar. It can't be.
Bro, it has to be.
Because it's so easy. They literally sell them in a convenience store, which means it's convenient.
Right.
I'm going to go out of my way to save 50 cents on a Slim Jim.
So you're telling me
even
that...
Even that big beef stick.
You're telling me...
Meat stick.
Meat stick.
Meat stick, excuse me.
You're telling me then it's more likely that three separate men in this area...
Like, it don't make no sense.
...committed three separate crimes because they love Slim Jim so much they were willing to risk arrest?
Yes.
No. No. No.
But that's... So let's... If he got 100 Slim Jims...
Yeah.
He made... If he could sell them all... He's made $50.
$50 he didn't have before. I mean, you're also not considering who may be doing this stuff, right? It could be addicts that are desperate. They could also be selling to, like, bodegas in the city that are going to mark up the price, right? But, like, to your point, there are certain items that are likely to be stolen from stores, like laundry detergent, diapers, baby formula. Yeah. Those are big targets. But those make sense.
Yeah.
They're all necessities. People will always pay for those. No one needs a Slim Jim. Your baby doesn't need a Slim Jim.
No, you're probably right. It's got to be the most delicious bad food for you.
So what are we missing here? 252-WCMF, 252-9263. When and why the hell did Slim Jims become such a hot thieving item?
Yeah.
What's a number one go-to quick store gas station snack for you guys? Kimmy, go.
Combos.
Oh, right?
Wait, combos?
I love combos. And I only buy them at convenience stores.
Those are good, but I haven't had a combo in 20 years. I didn't think they still made them.
Yeah, neither did I.
That's like wolfing down a bag of Bugles.
Bugles is mine. I was going to say Bugles.
They cannot make Bugles.
I love Bugles because, you know, you put them on your fingers and you eat them like you're drinking. Yeah.
Good with the dip, too, man.
No, you don't dip a Bugle. You let the Bugle speak for itself. The Bugle is perfect on its own.
All right.
Wait, I was unaware, like you said, they still made combos. Mm-hmm. Combos might be the one food that's worse for you than a Slim Jim.
Yeah, because it's not anything.
Yeah, well, I get the pretzel kind.
It ain't cheese. Nope. It ain't a pretzel.
I get the pizza pretzel kind are my favorite.
That's even worse!
Yeah, because it's not... Yeah, it has to be so artificially made.
Yes!
Yeah, but what else isn't? Or what else... Like, what isn't in a convenience store? If you're looking...
Lay's. Straight up Lay's potato chip.
That's your go-to?
Oh, yeah. A good yellow bag.
Wait, even the plain Lay's?
Yeah.
What a bitch.
What's wrong with plain Lay's?
You can get those anywhere.
Bro, but that's the original chip.
Okay.
Like, that is the original. That's what the GIs ate in World War II.
You don't even want a flavored Lay's? Sour cream and onion?
No, because I'm a dipper.
Okay.
I would get if I'm going to go chip and dip, I'm going Lay's.
No, but we're talking convenience.
I let the chip speak for itself.
You should let the chip speak for itself. But if we're talking convenience store, you're not going to dip while you're driving. This is like something you're grabbing in the car and munching on the way home.
I mean, I'd still probably just grab I would grab some form of potato chip.
Plain Lay's. What a... I am disappointed in you.
Right.
You can get anything. They have all the snacks there.
Oh, you're grabbing combos,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, because you can...
Weak-ass non-pretzel.
No, I mean, that's at least a unique item.
Yeah, so unique. Nobody buys it.
She's getting the pizza combo. And I don't know. We didn't think anyone bought Slim Jims.
When's the last time you saw a combos commercial?
You don't need to because people are buying them at the convenience
They sell
store.
Themselves?
Yeah.
252 WCMF. We now have three men arrested for stealing massive amounts of Slim Jims in three separate incidents over the last few months in the greater Rochester area, which means A, these guys are flipping them on the black Slim Jim market. Mm. B, Slim Jims are still popular amongst adults. Let's talk to Suzanne. She's on CMF. Hey, Suzanne. How are you?
Hey. Good. How are you guys?
Good. What's up?
So my brain automatically went to the thought that perhaps they are using them. You think about this, the outside is tough, but the inside is soft. I'm thinking more along the lines of something to distribute illegal drugs.
All right, I just want to make sure we're on the same page, Suzanne. And look, hold on, hold on. There are no stupid ideas in the break room based on everything
you've
ever said.
You're really thinking outside the box.
That's not stupid, dude.
I'm just trying to make sure we're on the same. Suzanne, we've got off on the wrong foot, Suzanne. I was defending you.
Oh, okay.
Right, I just want to make sure we're all together on this, Suzanne. So you think these men stole $100 worth of Slim Jims to cut them open to then put narcotics inside the Slim Jim?
You don't even got to cut them open. You use a tool and shove the pills right down inside.
But why?
Yeah. Why didn't they just sell the pills as is?
Because there's no dead giveaway. If somebody caught somebody on a corner handing a guy a Slim Jim, that doesn't look like foul play.
I want you to hold on, Suzanne. I want you to back up and say the sentence you just said one more time out loud for me.
Really? Okay.
Go ahead.
If some person was on a corner and walked past somebody else and hands him a Slim Jim, they are not going to be an object for legal action because there's nothing that looks suspicious about it.
All right, Suzanne, I'm going to say this. I think it would be more suspicious to see a man handing a Slim Jim on a corner than actual drugs.
No.
Yes.
Think about this. No, my brain works in weird ways, and I don't know.
And
know
sometimes it doesn't work at all.
Well, look, there are no wrong answers in the break room.
I think we found one.
I mean, maybe it would work for somebody. This is, that's
see, women
there.
Can't talk about Slim Jim.
Okay. If we discover, like, this is some sort of...
you know what's going to happen out there?
I know. It's going to be in the news.
I want you guys to give me a shout-out.
Well, we Suzanne, absolutely will.
All right, Suzanne, just one more question before I let you go. One more question.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of Slim Jims being used as drug couriers before this moment right now?
No, but think about this.
I did.
No, we got it.
No, wait. These guys got to get craftier by the minute.
Okay.
They're getting snatched doing anything and everything. So, okay, you got three guys in a matter of a small amount of time stealing Slim Jims, okay? They're not taking them home and eating them or selling them at a convenience store. Okay. They are doing something. Think about it. They're doing something illegal.
She's trying to think of a purpose for the Slim Jims other than eating them.
See, here we're playing chess. Suzanne's playing checkers.
Slim Jim checker.
Suzanne, great theory. I really appreciate it.
Doesn't saying go the other way?
Yeah.
Yep, it does. But that's why we're not bright enough to do the Slim Jim logic that Suzanne... That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Of course.
Suzanne seems like a sweet woman. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I'll give her credit. She thought it through.
I mean, she did have stats to back up her Slim Jim plan. She did.
Yeah. But this is why women can't talk about Slim
Jim. Shut up, potato chip boy.
Women don't eat Slim Jims.
You don't eat snacks. You have
I did.
All the world's snacks at your fingertips. You want a plain potato chip.
I will say this. When I was a fat boy, I ate everything, right?
Okay, well, think back to your fat boy self.
But I never knew a fat girl. Even the fat girls I knew ate Slim Jim.
Do women eat Slim Jims?
They don't.
When's the last time I've never been a Slim Jim person, but...
No woman. You don't. You listen. You knew some West Side fatties.
Man.
You knew West Side fatties. And you never saw West Side Fatty eating a Slim Jim.
There have to be women if they're...
Yeah.
Is that a female snack?
What is a female snack?
Potato chips.
Potato chips is a female
combos.
Snack?
Combos. Something normal.
Combos? I would not have thought of combos as a female snack.
But like spicy meat stick, I don't think is on chick's radar.
There is no such thing as a male snack versus a female snack. No,
everybody enjoys snacks.
Candy? Is that a male snack or a female snack?
Depends on what kind of candy you're talking
Snickers
about.
Snickers bar.
Snicker bar, I would say more guy.
Gummies.
Gummy girl.
Oh, you just pissed off a lot of dudes, bro.
No, girls like gummies.
A lot of dudes who eat those white and blue sharks that you get in the plastic container from the gas station.
Yeah, because, you know, women don't like chocolate.
Women like chocolate. I can give you that.
You just said they're gummy people.
Well, he asked me.
I said Snickers bar, and you went men.
Yeah.
I don't think they like the nutty, hard, like, gnarly-looking bar.
What are you talking about?
I think they like,
I don't know anybody that doesn't like a Snickers bar.
Now, let me ask you this. No, we're going to go male versus female snack.
Right.
Hostess wrapped up snack cake, male or female?
Which one? Is that the long one?
Well, there's a bunch of them. Let's go with
you have to describe it to him because he doesn't know what you're talking about.
Like a Little Debbie?
Yeah, or Hostess, which is also a brand that makes them.
I'm going to go that's a dude. Small cake dude.
What?
Yeah.
Ladies be loving cake, man. That was my favorite rapper from the early 90s. LL cake? Cool Cake.
Ladies like cake on a plate. Guys like hand cake. Wrapped up pancake for man, plated cake for the ladies. Because ladies like their desserts, but they like them on a plate.
Shut up! What are you talking about? All right.
Well, she's getting a little daddy dessert.
Hand cakes for dudes, plate cakes for ladies. Yes. Is what you just said into a microphone.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Kimmy, would you think Hostess cupcake dude or female snack?
I think of it more as a young person snack.
Okay.
But, I think, I don't know, because like sometimes you just get like, you know, cravings and you're like, give me a Hostess.
Pink snowballs.
Coconut.
Lady color guy cake.
I don't know a lot of guys who like coconut.
I love coconut.
Do you?
I like coconut.
I know people that hate it.
Anything with coconut on it, I will eat it.
Yeah. I'm a coconut man.
252-WCMF. We'll take one more call. This whole story started with another man arrested for stealing a massive amount of Slim Jims, $110 worth from the Dollar General on Buffalo Road in Chi-Lai. It's the third man we've had steal a massive amount of Slim Jims from a store in the last couple of months. We laughed at this in the first story. People got mad at us because we said no adults eat Slim Jims anymore. But it does seem, based on what we know about crime, and you know us, we know a lot, that these men are stealing them to flip them.
Yeah.
So Suzanne had the theory that they are using the Slim Jims to jam them with drugs.
Yeah, mule drugs to somebody.
Yep, so they could stand on quarters and do Slim Jim sales and not look suspicious.
Not at all.
Let's talk to Chris. He's on CMF. Hey, Chris, what's up, buddy?
Yeah, I'm very upset now because your previous caller just has ruined my Slim Jim drug business. I don't know how I'm going to get my ecstasy to everybody. So I'm very upset. Tell her I'm not happy with her. Have a great day, guys.
All right, Chris. Thank you, buddy. There goes Chris. He's very upset with Suzanne for blowing his Slim Jim spot.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.